Thank you, Reverend Jemison. First of all, I must give honor and praise to God for allowing me to be standing here today to do this. Welcome. So, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good afternoon. Friends, members, and fellow Christian soldiers, my name is Karen Hudson. And I have the honor and the privilege to present and introduce to you Simone J. Eisen. She is a native San Antonian. Her journey here has come by way of the First Second Baptist Church that was located on Chestnut Street. She came with her grandmother, the late Mrs. Ethel McDonald, and Deacon Horace Lewis Sullivan, and her mother, the late Miss Barbara Smith. She has sat in the pews where you are sitting at now, listening to the Word of God. She has played in those pews, she has cried in those pews, but most importantly, when the Word of God came about, she heard it very well. Her spiritual growth came from Second Baptist Church. She used that spiritual growth in the rest of her life because she's a longtime member of Second Baptist Church. She's a graduate of Sam Houston High School. Immediately after graduating from Sam Houston High School, she attended St. Mary's University, where she attained her Bachelor of Arts degree and a lifetime teaching certificate. After attaining her teaching certificate, she married into the military, and that took her travels to Germany, California, Georgia, and Alabama. But the significance is that she was able to sow a seed into a child's life in a different place at a different time to make a difference in their life. That seed of wisdom, that seed of love, that seed of hope, that seed that says you can be anything you want to be as long as you believe in yourself, as long as you diligently work hard at what you do, you can be successful in this world. But more importantly, she says, know God first. Know God first. That's for everybody. Know God first. After her travels, she came back to San Antonio, Texas, and she worked in the school system. She is presently now a retired teacher. She took off her working shoes and put on her dancing shoes. Her dancing shoes allowed her to keep her body physically healthy by dancing with Archie Brown Praise Dance Team. Her spiritual building up and foundation continue to come by way of Second Baptist. She's involved in many different things here at Second Baptist. She's on the senior usher board. She is the vice president of the Missionary Union. And she also enjoys reading. I'm not going to tell you a lot of her accolades. The important thing that you need to know about her is that she's a child of God. And that she loves God, and she loves children, and she promotes children to do their very, very best. Their very, very best. She was blessed to have two children, Brian and Nina, and with those two children, she has five grandchildren, all boys. So I'm sure they keep her running too. She is also, which is very interesting to me, she's writing a book. Actually, she's writing two books. So, and with that, I'm going to say I'm waiting for them to be published. She says she will never be bored. Why? Because a servant of God, she is always guided and molded by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So would you please help me give a nice, warm welcome for our speaker of the hour, Ms. Simone J. J. Isom. So please give a nice warm welcome. You please stand up, please. I thank you very much.
Good religion.
Certainly, Lord.
Have you got good religion? first giving all honor and glory to my Lord and Savior, to Reverend Jemison, Reverend Johnson, Reverend Jackson, Reverend Thomas, Reverend Ennis, Reverend Mathis, Reverend Evans. Good morning. Reverend Jemison, I'd like to thank you in advance for this incredible opportunity to speak on behalf of the Women's Missionary Union, otherwise known as the WMU. I feel very proud and honored, and I do not take this privilege lightly. Shall we bow our heads in a word of prayer? Dear Father in heaven, how great thou art. May the meditation of my spirit be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Second Baptist Church. Good morning. Members, my special friends that have come to join me in support today, my awesome family, I have my daughter here, my four grandsons, and my three brothers. Thank you so much. My sisters here, thank you so much for being here. I can't tell you how happy I am that you guys have come to support me. God has truly blessed our lives. Through six generations of Second Baptist Church, we have been loving God in this place all of my life, and it is truly a blessing to be here. We've been through baptisms and weddings and christenings and graduations for those six generations, and it has been incredibly wonderful. I've always known where to find God. Always. His presence has always been here at Second Baptist. My mother used to tell me, I must tell Jesus. When I asked her, why do you spend so much time at the church? She says, I must tell Jesus all about my problems. And when she came back, she was happy. She was smiling because she got in front of the Lord right here in this place. I'm elated to be here today because of God's grace and mercy. Thank you for coming to help us celebrate Missions Day in the life of the Women's Missionary Union. This very distinguished auxiliary is comprised of women on the move for Jesus. Today we're celebrating Operation Missions Day, which is building up God's kingdom. The core ministerial work of the WMU is action-oriented. There are seven distinct circles which provide many areas of ministry opportunities. Each circle plans and implements its own program to enrich the lives of Second Baptist members as well as the community at large. All seven circles are deeply rooted in serving the people of God by letting them know that God has not forgotten about them. Our motto is, if I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. These committed women of the WMU are on a mission to promote the cause of the church, to help people spiritually as well as bringing them closer to God. Our theme this year is giving more. God wants more of our time, more of our resources, and more of our love shown toward God's people. In keeping his commandment to love one another, we experience his blessings in many different ways. Jesus said, if you love me, feed my sheep. He also said, if you keep my commandments, You abide in me, and I will abide in you. The WMU is dedicated to feeding sheep. For instance, the Esther Circle strives to make love gifts, comfortable love gifts. It might be a delicious homemade bowl of soup, or it might be a delicately crafted pillow so someone can take to their chemotherapy appointment or their dialysis appointment. These gifts of comfort and love do well to feed the sheep. Whereas the Rebecca Circle chooses to donate health necessities to women and children of the Sam Shelter, feeding his sheep. Yet another circle, the Willing Workers, gather teddy bears for Christmas and deliver them to the wounded warrior soldiers' children at SAMHSA. We're feeding his sheep. Still another of our notable tasks is providing a savory repast for the families of deceased members of our church. This not only provides a nutritious meal during such a sorrowful experience, but also gives us a chance to give more love to the families. We're feeding sheep. Another of our successful activities is second to none is our grief seminar presented by the Earnest Workers Circle. Members of the church and the community praise this ministry as being extremely helpful during the process of losing a loved one. We're feeding his sheep. Taking their outreach ministry to the nursing home is the Nanny Helen Burrow Circle. And those loving to work with children donate to the Miller Child Development Center through the Deborah Circle. Always uplifting others, these thoughtful women communicate with the sick and the shut-in of our church by giving them cards and letters, phone calls, and visits. These are but a few of the things that the WMU does throughout our church to bless other people, to feed God's sheep. We thank God for his tender mercies, and we look forward to finding new ways of feeding his sheep. God wants every one of us to give our best to the Master. God has blessed us with many talents that we can share with others to show our love. For instance, my mother used to cook delicious foods to share with others. Some of us still remember her peach cobblers, her enchiladas and chili, her Christmas dinner with turkey and all the trimmings. She used her fabulous talent of cooking to put a smile in people's hearts and their stomachs. That's how she spread the word of love, God's love, to the people of God. Each of us has a special gift or a talent to share, to show God's love. Just as my mother cooked, Mary in the Bible brought her most precious gift to Jesus, the oil in her alabaster box. She bathed Jesus' feet with this oil, and then she wiped them clean with her hair. She gave of her best to the Master. There's a poem I'd like to share with you. It's called One. One tree can start a forest. One smile can begin a friendship. One hand can lift a soul. One word can frame the goal. One candle can wipe out darkness. One laugh can conquer doom. One hope can raise your spirits. One touch can show you care. One life can make a difference. Will you be that one today? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Silver and gold I don't have, but if you need a speaker, I'm that person. If you need a dancer, I'm that person. The WMU loves God with all their hearts, souls, and minds, and we will continue to enhance the kingdom of God by giving more. We're on a mission for Jesus. Please continue to support our ministry. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. And all of God's people said amen. How thankful we are for the selection and how thankful we are for the speaker. Did not she inform us? Did not she do it with compassion and with purpose? So we thank you, Sister Simone Eisen, for your faithfulness and for your words of encouragement. If we need a speaker, she's one. If we need a dancer, she said, I can do that too. And so how grateful we are for your presence and for your sharing with us today. Someone may have been touched by the singing of the choir, and did they not sing their hearts out today? Someone may have been touched by the reading of God's word, the responsive reading, the prayer that Sister Olson offered, the drummers, James on the violin. Someone may have been touched by Sister Curry in her wonderful music every Sunday. We don't know what touched you. But whatever touched you, if you're not a member of Second Baptist, you're looking for a church home, this is the place. You can look around and say, well, it's not packed. Guess what? Heaven is not packed yet. There's still room at the cross for each one of you. There's room at the cross for those of you who do not know Christ as your personal Savior. And you may be asking the question today, what must I do to be saved? Paul said to the centurion, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. How can I be saved? By the preaching, by the testimonies of the saints of God. We offer you now the opportunity. All you need to do is take courage, get up from where you're seated, walk down the aisle. You don't have to testify, you don't have to say what you've done. All you do is come. Our deacons are now ready to receive you. We see you coming. We see you coming. Come, come, come. Church is standing.
I'm gonna stay on. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right. I'm going to treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I. You know, let's just stay on those bended knees. I'm gonna stay on bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees until I die. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees. I'm gonna stay on bended knees. I'm gonna stay on my bended knees until I die.
Jimison and members of Second Baptist, we have coming to us this morning, Mr. Frederick Jordan, wishing to become a member of Second Baptist based on his fishing experience.
Brother Jordan, we welcome you. Brother Jordan came by the office to speak with me, and we spoke for maybe an hour. I don't usually take that much time, a person's time. Midway the conversation, he said, I've heard so much about you. My wife talk about you all the time. She has nothing but positive things to say about you and about your ministry and about your wife and your son, Robert. And then I said to him, I said, what's your wife's name? And he called her name, and I couldn't connect the name. So I looked at him and I said, I'm not so sure that I know who your wife is. And he said, my wife is named Nicole. Nicole Anthony. You remember Mrs. Anthony? You remember little Nicole who went off to Dillard College? And y'all remember Nicole? Come on, come on. Y'all remember Nicole? Sweet person. Had a brother and her mother. Her grandmother, she's raised by a grandmother. Her grandmother, Miss Anthony, took care of the kids. Come on, y'all. Y'all remember Nicole. He said, I married her. We have three boys. And
two boys, one girl.
Two boys and one girl. Well, thank you for correcting me, okay? And I said to him, you may want to wait till Nicole comes back to join the church. Make sure she want to be a member of this church. But that was before I knew who Nicole was. But he's here saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll serve the Lord at Second Baptist. And so I want to welcome you. Thank you. He's now back, a Marine, ex-Marine, and working for Jennifer. He works for USAA. Jennifer, there is a work at USAA. So you're surrounded by Second Baptist. So watch your steps. And we pray that your steps will be ordered by the Word of God. Lord, we give you thanks for Brother Jordan and for his decision to lead his family and to be a part of the spiritual life, physical life of Second Baptist. We ask, oh God, that you would give him the desires of his heart. Thank you for bringing him this way, for him casting his lot with us. For we truly will do him good, and we know he will return goodness to us. We pray for Nicole and for the boys and for the daughter, that as they may grow in wisdom and knowledge, a better understanding of who you are. Honor them with your presence and with your power and with your provisions. In the name of Christ, we claim every victory in their lives. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You're going to be working with an usher. Deacon Shelton claims you. Now, who claims him for Sunday school? Our Sunday school class number 7 claims him for Sunday school.
Reverend Jimmison, we also have coming Mr. Harold Hampton. He comes wanting prayer for his family.
Mr. Hampton, we welcome you. We believe in the power of prayer. And so we pray for you and we pray for your family. Lord our God, we thank you for the courage of Mr. Hampton to come to seek your blessings through the prayers of the members of Second Baptist. We believe, oh God, that you are God who hears and answers prayer. Thank you for his courage. Thank you for his humility. Thank you for his desire to have his prayers offered and answered, offered by the people of God, answered by the God who hears and answers prayer. You have taught us to pray, and we pray in the name of Christ, who has said, whatever you want, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. We pray, O God, as he seeks your blessings, as he knocks on the door of the kingdom of heaven, we pray that the windows of heaven and the doors of heaven will be open and all that he needs will be met, because we know that you are God that meets needs. So if we had a chance to testify today, we would say, I was hungry and he fed me, thirsty and he gave me drink. Thank you, our God. Whatever the Hamptons need, provided shelter, clothing, whatever, God's got it, and you have it in the palm of your hand. And if they need salvation, we pray that the God whose blood through Jesus Christ was shed, that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Heal what needs to be healed. Fix what needs to be fixed. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. People of God said amen. And those who were not afraid shouted hallelujah. 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 Welcome, my brother. Deacon Fairbanks will see you to your seat. Deacon Fairbanks, get his phone number and address.
Reverend, we also have Brother Kirk Brown. He's coming wishing to recommit his service to Second Baptist Church.
Hallelujah. Brother Brown, Kirk, I know you as Kurt, and I welcome you back into the life of Second Baptist. We pray that every Sunday morning and every Wednesday when you get up, that your mind will be on Second Baptist and coming to Second Baptist. We thank you for your love for Janita and Janita's love for you. We thank you for the love of your family. I think of your father, Deacon Brown, all the time and laugh and think about how he stood at the door to welcome people. Today, we welcome you back into the life of Second Baptist. Second Baptist is here to do you good. And so, we welcome you. We look forward to you leading those two boys, those two sons, and those grandchildren. How many grandchildren do you have? Two boys, one girl and one boy. So you got a preacher and a missionary in your house. And so we welcome you. We're glad that you're back. We pray that God will use you. You used to be an usher, right? Okay, you used to serve on the usher board. And I think that the ushers will welcome you back. You look good in the suit you have on. So if you don't have a black suit, you worse in your gray suit. Amen. Don't let anything hinder you. Don't let anything or anyone hinder you. Don't let anyone or any conversation hinder you. Know your place in this church, in this family of God. We love you. We're glad that you're back. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for coming back. There'll be others who left that will come back. But we're glad that you're back today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you thanks for Kurt and Janita. We thank you for their faith in the loss of mother and father, in the loss of father-in-law and mother-in-law. We give you thanks for their faith, for their faith has not slipped. It has grown stronger. Bless now the house where they live. Make that house a home of joy, a home of peace, a home of love. We pray for their children and for their children's children. Grant, our God, that they may come to know you as Lord and Savior. Honor this family with your presence and with your provisions and with your power. Bless them. Bless Janita as she sings. Bless Kurt as he walks the floor. Thank you for his love for the body of Christ that we call Second Baptist. In the name of Christ our Lord, we pray. And all the people of God who love God said amen. Amen. And somebody shouted hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Do want to say thank you again to Sister Otokoya for her faith. You can tell. Uh-oh, she got to get some paper. I feel like preaching right now myself. I feel like preaching right now. I surrender all. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend. Good morning, church. First, giving glory and honor to God from whom all our blessings flow. Reverend Jemison. Pulpit ministers, all that are assembled this morning. Miss Simone Isom, please come down. We just have here a little token to say thank you and that we love you and we deeply appreciate it. May God bless you and keep you. Just give me a minute, Reverend Jemison. Thank you. I could not sit in my seat without making some special thank yous this morning. You know, change is difficult, but necessary. And so when I approached Reverend Jemison this year, he was very, very concerned, rightly so. But I want to publicly thank you, Reverend Jemison, for the opportunity. Number one, because he embraced Nicole to be our speaker. And I'm going to stress the word speaker. She did not come here to preach. She's not a preacher. We have one. And we're blessed to have him. But she came to speak from her heart. And everybody assembled here today know it is not easy to stand before anyone and say whatever you might have on your heart. So I want all of you to give her a big round of applause. And say thank you, because our theme this year is to give more. And how can you expect people to give more if you don't embrace them? She stood up there, and I know it's not an easy task, but I love you and thank you, Simone. The second thing I want you to know is this fabulous choir we have here. I want you to stand up and give them a round of applause, because we call them a ministry in music. And if you really listen to the songs this morning, they told the most fabulous story about the God that we serve. And so when you leave today and you're thinking about giving more, give more, because these ladies took from their time, and not only ladies, but we got some young ones up there too. We invited them because we know that that is our lifeline, and that's what we're missing here at Second Baptist. We need to reach back and pull them along. We need our young people. We need young families in this church, and the only way you're going to get them is by change. And we know change is difficult, but necessary. And so, choir, I thank you. I want to thank personally all these musicians. They are extremely talented. Extremely talented. And then I come on down here to these young babies playing those drums. I want you to know I've had a drum at my house, several of them, for about 100 years. I told these children the other day, I said, I need to come over here and take some lessons from you. They were awesome. Encourage them. We need them. We need their leaders. And Reverend Jemison, oh, thank you. Where's Reverend Jemison? Reverend Jemison, I found my place. I didn't mean to get carried away. But thank you, and tell your pastor thank you, thank you, thank you, because we know change is not easy for him. I want you to know, Miss Carter, this was Miss Carter's idea. Miss Carter is sitting over there, and I know she won't say this, but I'm going to say it for her. She approached us and said, would you consider doing this? And when she asked the Esther Circle, not Mary Odekoya, she said, will the Esther Circle consider doing something a little different this year for Operation Mission? I only said yes because it was from Miss Carter, and you can't tell her no because she has such a sweet voice. But what I need to tell you is it was a misprint. I am not the president of the Esther Circle. Our new president is Martha Taylor, and Martha cannot be here today. But because Ms. Carter asked me, I said, let me follow through before I hand it over to Martha. She had a fabulous idea. My prayer is we'll take and build on it and grow. Thank you, Ms. Carter. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. And Reverend Jemison, thank you again.
All right, thank you, Sister Mary Otter Carter. She will be our speaker next year. She's saving some for next year. The Spirit has already ordained and anointed Mary to be the speaker. God has found favor in you. And so start writing your speech right now. Amen. I must say again, I said to Deacon Johnson, I wished I had this choir every Sunday. You all were magnificent. Thank you for these musicians who put their time and their talents together and their resources together to make this the best women's choir in the world. Not just on this block, but in the world. Thank you, thank you. Those of you who do not traditionally sing in the choir, would you please stand? If you do not sing in a choir, would you please stand? All right, all right. I see you, Sister Fry. Sister Fry usually sings in the contemporaries. We are glad that all of you came together to make this marvelous choir. And to our ushers, our young people, and to those who helped our ushers, thank you. It's not 1 o'clock yet. We're out before one. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, we're out before one. We welcome to our pulpit, and he spoke to us and prayed for us on last Wednesday night, Reverend David Baldwin, and David and his wife, Betty. Betty is singing in the choir. Where's Betty? She's singing in the choir. How grateful we are for their presence with us today. They are friends of the Bells, and how grateful we are for the Bells to think enough of Second Baptist to invite their friends to come and to worship with us. It's time for us to take our leave from the church, only to return on Wednesday night when Deacon Jackson, is that right? Deacon Jackson will be our teacher. We are being taught about David, the king of Israel. David, the seed of Abraham. Thank you, guests, for coming and sharing with us. Mrs. Rogers, thank you, Salita Rogers, for being with us today. Would you please stand for the benediction? Sharing with us in the benediction is Reverend David Baldwin.
Now to him that is able to keep us from falling, with his mercy and his grace, may he be with us now forevermore, let us all say. Amen.